You're listening to The Mark White Show.
That's a good how do you do.
Plumbers, contractors, builders, and facility managers, listen up. I am talking to you. Time and money are important. You need a plumbing supply partner who understands that. One that can provide quality products at competitive prices, top shelf service, unmatched product knowledge, and a huge selection of in-stock inventory to get you back on the job site quickly. Who is that? Our friends over at Park Supply Company, of course. Doors open at 7 a.m. Stop by and grab a cup of coffee and fill your coolers with ice as they prepare your order. No time to wait. Call in your order and they'll have it ready when you arrive. Can't find time to pull away from the job site? No worries. They can deliver too. Our friends over at Park Supply Company, Huntsville and Athens, are the people you need to see for all of your plumbing, hardware, and hard-to-find parts. Go to parksupplycompany.com and connect with them today. Have you been searching for a rewarding career as labor, skilled labor, or lead man supervisor? Premier Structures may have the career you've been looking for. Premier Structures offers three stages of profit sharing, 70% of health insurance covered for individuals, and plenty of room for growth. Premier Structures is located in Athens, Alabama, and serves all of North Alabama, and is licensed in Alabama and Tennessee. To find your career with Premier Structures, go to premierstructures.com or give them a call at 256-232-2092. Bob Sykes Barbecue Restaurant has been a staple in Birmingham, Alabama for decades and is celebrating its 65th anniversary. This history is shared in a new book, From the Pit to the Plate, the story of Bob Sykes Barbecue by Birmingham author Nikki Sepsis. The book is a story told by the Bob Sykes family of how Bob Sykes Barbecue is much more than a beloved family business. It's a restaurant that honors a Southern culinary tradition of food and fire. Bob Sykes Barbecue also is a fixture in the greater Birmingham area and even beyond, bringing diverse crowds of diners from the metro area and all over the country to Bessemer every day of the week, except Sunday, for award-winning barbecue. For more information about Bob Sykes Barbecue, go to bobsykes.com. Sykes is spelled S-Y-K-E-S.
Sometimes life brings you a moment you always will remember. Some of nature's most beautiful creations, framed by places we know and cherish. And aren't we in luck that some of life's most memorable scenes are right here at home, all together at Alabama the Beautiful, the group on Facebook, where the eye captures the moment, and it really does last forever.
Be sure to check out AlabamaTheBeautifulMagazine.com.
With six convenient locations to serve you, Bankston Motorhomes is your local RV dealer. They have some of the top brand name RVs for sale at incredible prices. Whether you are looking for an awesome RV for a long-term road trip or a smaller or more lightweight RV for the occasional weekend getaway, Bankston Motorhomes is here to provide you with some outstanding options and deals that you just won't find anywhere else. For more information, go to BankstonMotorhomes.com or visit one of their six convenient locations in Huntsville, Florence, Warrior, Albertville, and Ardmore in Nashville, Tennessee. That's Bankston Motorhomes.
Hey, everybody, this is Daryl Worley, and you're listening to The Mark White Show. Hey, step up and make a difference like he does.
This is Nico Johnson from Andalusia, Alabama, assistant football coach at University of Texas. Be where your feet are. You listen to The Mark White Show.
Hey, y'all, this is Jeff Foxworthy, and you can make a huge difference in somebody's life. You just may not have figured out how yet, and that's why you're listening to The Mark White Show.
Hi, I'm Crystal Gale, and you're listening to The Mark White Show, and one smile can make a difference.
Hello, I'm Gene Stallings, and this is The Mark White Show. Get off the sideline and get involved and make a difference in your community.
You are listening to The Mark White Show. My daddy is your host, Mark White.
Welcome to another edition of The Mark White Show. I am so glad that you could be with us today as I have a very special guest. She has her own podcast. She does many things to try to help military members and their families. Gracie Burgess, welcome to The Mark White Show, Gracie.
Hi, thank you so much for having me.
This is awesome. I'm glad to have you on the show today. You reached out to me about the month of April and that being something special for you.
Yes, so I grew up a military child. My dad served in the Army, in the Army Reserve, and he, you know, unfortunately experienced a catastrophic injury while getting or while on a deployment to Afghanistan, he stepped in an IED in November of 2011 and experienced a traumatic amputation, degloving of his leg, broke his hand, traumatic brain injury, and PTSD, obviously. So, you know, April is month of the military child, and even though I have such a different experience from my military child experience, you know, everyone has a different experience. And so April is just, it's a great month. Not only is it my birthday too, so it gives me another reason to love it so much. But, you know, it's just so important to, you know, appreciate military children and honor them for, you know, the sacrifices that they go through as well.
What have you found through Grace of a Military Child in life as far as being able to connect with others and maybe having some closure for you, some feelings of, hey, there are other people out there who have had similar experiences and it make you feel maybe stronger moving forward?
Yeah, so starting the podcast in April of 2021, just to start getting it out there, I had a lot of my friends on the podcast. So episode one was Kathleen. I met her when my dad was recovering in Texas. Episode two was my sister. And so even talking to my sister, like, we both have very different experiences, even though we lived the same life, you know, to a certain extent. And, you know, just the day that my dad got hurt, we were like, okay, where I was 9 years old, but I took the role kind of an adult. You know, my mom was heartbroken. Obviously, my sister and I were heartbroken. We didn't know what was going on, but my mom was dealing with something else, so I had to be the one to comfort my sister. And so, I mean, obviously, we comforted each other in a certain extent. But, you know, so there's that. And then my episode three was my friend Alexis. And, you know, probably at the time I realized it, but I didn't realize her dad was going through medical issues as well. Obviously, not to the same extent as my dad, but to a different extent. So her and I were able to connect on that level as well. And then, you know, just talking to other military kids and getting the podcast out there, it does bring that sense of closure, like you said, because I was 12 when my dad retired and he had a 7-year break in service. So I had a couple, about a year as I was an infant, you know, as a military child. And obviously I don't remember that.
Yes.
And then I had a couple years, you know, as a young teenager and, you know, from 9 to about 12. And so I didn't necessarily get the military life that most kids get. And so talking to other military kids, hearing about their moves, hearing about their adventures, hearing about, you know, people who have lived in Germany, in South Korea, in Japan, you know, all of these incredible places, and even hearing it from the spouse's perspective too, like, you get that sense of like, I missed out on this, but, you know, I can, in a sense, live vicariously through these kids and spouses and families of their experiences and say, you know, you had so much fun and these are your experiences, but I also have my experiences too, and they're just as solid. So I think it's just been so much fun, and it's a great way, you know, obviously we're separated from the military community. The closest military installation is 2 hours away from us. And so just being able to be back with, you know, people who are literally like my family, even though most of these people I've never met before, you know, it still feels like sure. Their family.
I remember I found you through No Greater Sacrifice those couple of years ago, and they honor the sacrifices of fallen or wounded U.S. service members by investing in children's capacity for greatness through education. And you benefited through No Greater Sacrifice, right, Gracie?
Absolutely. I love No Greater Sacrifice, honestly. They're just the best. It's literally like, I'm so speechless when it comes to them. they have helped to pay much of my college education. And while I have, you know, many other scholarships, that has also helped. No Greater Sacrifice is just it's a comforting place because, you know, they put in the extra effort to connect with you. They put in the extra effort to get to know you, to get to know who you are, and get to know your family. And obviously, if you don't want that kind of experience, if you just want someone to sign the check and, you know, send you on your way, they're happy to do that. But they're also happy to take that extra moment, connect with you. Like, I have, you know, connected with Rebecca so much. I've connected with Boston so much. I've connected with Sherry so much, and Cannon, and, you know, Bonnie, and all of these people. And that's literally their entire staff. Like, and Bonnie is even a volunteer. So they're just, you know, this small team of people who really, in a sense, also join your family, even though, you know, some of them don't even know the military experience, but they have so much care and compassion that they don't know, just want to help you get through education and college, but they want to see you beyond and succeed, and they want to stay with you throughout your life, you know, again, if you allow them to. But, you know, just the impact that they have on your life is, it's truly incredible. And like I said, I'm speechless, you know, talking about them, but I do love No Greater Sacrifice.
It sounds like, Gracie, you really needed that. And maybe there are others out there listening who have veteran family members that have gone through similar circumstances, and their children need that support and need that help. And I hope that maybe just the mentioning of No Greater Sacrifice will get people doing a little investigation, a little research into finding out more about their effort. And maybe that can offer support to others.
Yeah, and honestly, like, a lot of these kids that have a parent that is fallen or catastrophically injured that can benefit from No Greater Sacrifice, you know, a lot of them are like me, and their parent got injured or, you know, the unfortunate fallen in action when they were such a young age. So they don't get to experience the military life going throughout high school. And while that's a struggle in itself, I've, you know, spoken to people on my podcast who have literally been to a different high school each year. And, you know, I cannot imagine doing that. I'm thankful that I had, you know, a stable environment. But a lot of these children that benefit from No Greater Sacrifice, they didn't get the full military experience. And so, not only that, but it's hard becoming a caregiver to someone at such a young age where you're like, I'm supposed to be a child, you know? And sure, that's a sacrifice that the kids make that often goes unnoticed. But, you know, No Greater Sacrifice is here to say, hey, no, there's other people like you. You know, this person has a very similar story. And, you know, like my best friend, she is a No Greater Sacrifice scholar as well. And her dad was injured just about the same time my dad was injured. We were both the same age. So like, we're able to connect on a different level and, you know, just connecting with other scholars and even some of them who are struggling and say, hey, no, like, I will hold your hand through this. Like, I know what you've been through. I've got your back. And it's helpful to me too, to be able to be a support system to other people.
That's incredible. And thinking about your podcast and the work that you're doing, Grace of Military Child and Life features stories of military children and military spouses. And the reason today to have you on the show, obviously, is to bring awareness to military children and spouses and what they go through, and then also to talk about the month of April. And if you'll stick with me, let's have another segment and we'll talk about that, and we'll talk about how people can connect with Grace of a Military Child in Life. Okay, Gracie?
Absolutely.
All right, folks, I'm enjoying this conversation with Gracie Burgess. I hope you are too, and I hope you'll stick with us. You are listening to The Mark White Show, and I'm your host, Mark White.
A little lad, we can make a difference. All we have to do is try. Every day's a chance to change somebody else's life. Let's all do something good today.
Bob Sykes Barbecue Restaurant has been a staple in Birmingham, Alabama for decades and is celebrating its 65th anniversary. This history is shared in a new book, From the Pit to the Plate, The Story of Bob Sykes Barbecue by Birmingham author Nikki Sepsis. The book is a story told by the Bob Sykes family of how Bob Sykes Barbecue is much more than a beloved family business. It's a restaurant that honors a Southern culinary tradition of food and fire. Bob Sykes Barbecue also is a fixture in the greater Birmingham area and even beyond, bringing diverse crowds of diners from the metro area and all over the country to Bessemer every day of the week, except Sunday, for award-winning barbecue. For more information about Bob Sykes Barbecue, go to bobsykes.com. Sykes is spelled S-Y-K-E-S.
Athens Bible School is accredited by Advance Ed, a member of the National Alliance of Concurrent Enrollment Partnerships, and is a satellite campus of Calhoun Community College. For more information, call 256-232-3525 or visit our website at athensbibleschool.org.
With six convenient locations to serve you, Bankston Motorhomes is your local RV dealer. They have some of the top brand name RVs for sale at incredible prices. Whether you are looking for an awesome RV for a long-term road trip or a smaller or more lightweight RV for the occasional weekend getaway, Bankston Motorhomes is here to provide you with some outstanding options and deals that you just won't find anywhere else. For more information, go to BankstonMotorhomes.com or visit one of their six convenient locations in Huntsville, Florence, Warrior, Albertville, and Ardmore in Nashville, Tennessee. That's Bankston Motorhome.
For those of us who are directly responsible for the care of loved ones, we want to do the very best we can to take care of them. This is where estate planning is so important. With estate planning, you can still take care of your loved ones even when you're gone. I encourage you to make a plan by going to BamaEstatePlanning.com. Harlan Mitchell has all the tools you need to make a solid plan for your family, just like I did. That's BamaEstatePlanning.com. Make a plan and do it today.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the legal services performed by other lawyers.
This is Cora White inviting you to tune in every Saturday to Cora's Corner on The Mark White Show.
Welcome back to the Mark White Show. I have special guest Gracie Burgess on the line with me right now. I have followed her for a while through her Grace of a Military Child in Life podcast effort as she supports military children, military spouses, brings awareness to the situations that they live with on a daily basis. And Gracie was my daughter's age, 9 years old, when she had to step up after her father was injured by an IED in the Middle East. Welcome back to the Mark White Show, Gracie.
Thank you again so much for having me.
No, thank you for your great work. This is something that's so important, and you've stepped up in a big way. I noticed one of your posts that you made on Instagram where you don't get paid to do this. Maybe one day you'll find sponsors and people who will support this effort financially, and you'll be able to do that and keep up this great work at the level that you want to.
Yeah, and I mean, you know, but in the end, the whole goal of this in, you know, doing a podcast and, you know, not only because I love it and because it's a passion of mine, obviously that makes it a lot easier to continue, you know, working through it, but also just to help military families, help military children and spouses and say, you're not the only one out there going through this. Like, there are other people out there who are experiencing the same struggles, the same, you know, even the same joys. Like, sometimes you just need to share the good stuff. And sometimes you have to know that the bad stuff is there too. But, you know, I would love to, you know, hopefully get sponsors one day. You know, of course, that's a goal of mine. But even just, you know, the gratification and satisfaction knowing that other military kids and military families are benefiting from my podcast and benefiting from even just following my social media pages, you know, that's enough.
And Gracie, you have in fact built a community, but someone out there right now who may not feel the connection, they may not feel that there's a community for them. What do you say to them to take the steps to have their own community or to join your community and be a part of that so that they know that there's a support system out there?
I would honestly just say, you know, obviously, if like you want to join my community, all you have to do is follow along, like follow Instagram, follow Facebook, you know, follow the podcast on whatever podcast streaming platform you listen on, because they're on all of them. But if you want to build your own community, like you have to be willing to take the steps. And that first step is the hardest step. Like think back to when you're an infant learning to walk. Obviously, we all didn't really have thoughts at that time. But like that's the hardest step of your life, you know, that first step that you're learning. And, you know, it's a learning process. I started this podcast 2 years ago. I did not think I would be to almost 1,000 followers where I'm at now. I thought maybe I'd be lucky to hit 100 or 200. But you take the first step, you take that leap of faith and you're like, all right, well, this is going to help somebody out there. This is going to hopefully benefit somebody. So, you know, taking that first step, taking that initiative to say, hey, there's a gap here. You know, for me, military children, originally just military children weren't getting recognized. And so that's where my target audience was when I started this. And then I was dating and engaged to a service member at one point, and you know that relationship has since ended. But you know, I saw the gap to where spouses weren't getting recognized and military family significant others weren't getting recognized. And so, you know, that was another gap, and that I was at a point in the podcast where I was like, hey, I can go ahead and expand this, and I can not only target military kids, but I can also target military spouses and say, hey, you know, this is my community. This is what I'm working to build. This is where my passion's at. And then, you know, that's how my community got started. And you have to be able to take that first step and say, hey, this is where there's a gap. This is where I'm passionate about. This is how I can help. Let me take the first step. And even though it might be scary, like I just posted a reel too, where I was like, I'm so scared of doing reels, but here I am, you know, doing them. And that's just a leap of faith saying, hey, you know, if they fail, they fail,
yes.
You know, big, but it's, you know, something I'm passionate about and saying, hey, like, I'm willing to take this step, even though it might be scary, like you got to put yourself out there and, you know, it's a learning process.
Gracie, as young as you were at 9 years old to be put in a position to have to step up, what were your teen years like as you continued to grow as a young lady?
Yeah, so like I said, my dad separated from the Army. He medically retired when I was 12. So throughout all of my teenage years, I was fortunate to be in an environment where I knew it wasn't going to change. I was fortunate to have, you know, a community around me that I was permanently living in. I was not going to leave. But it was also much of a struggle. I started the podcast when I was 19, or turning 19, I think. And so that's when I started it. But throughout all of my, you know, teenage years, my formative years, you know, I was not surrounded by the military community. And while I still have, you know, friends and, you know, military family members, you know, I say that as, you know, friends who, you know, we spent so much time with and just become family. And I was fortunate to be still surrounded by those people, but they're all long distance, you know, they're not, you know, within a, you know, greediest of me where I can be like, all right, I'm coming to see you today, or like, let's go get coffee. Like, they're
right
2 hours away. So that was much of a struggle, because you step into the civilian community, and while the civilian community is still so great, they don't understand what you go through as a military family member. They don't understand that, and they don't understand the significant injuries that my dad has. And so a lot of them, a lot of my friends that I had throughout my teenage years, always just tended to feel bad for me, tended to feel bad for my family, tended to always want to step in and help, where it's like, no, you're helping is kind of hindering, so like, let's not. And that's a struggle, because, you know, growing at, you know, such a young age, I learned very quickly, living in the Fisher House, which is sort of like a Ronald McDonald House for military families. I grew up learning not to just step in and help, because a lot of these guys want the independence that they've kind of lost by, you know, their injuries. And so anything that they can get independence from, you know, it's a good feeling for them. And so instead of stepping in automatically and saying, I want to help you, it's okay, if you need my help, I'm here. But if not, like, do it on your own. Like, I'm here to cheer you on. And so a lot of, you know, the civilian world kind of just wants to step in and help. And it's like, hold on, let me teach you something. Like, don't just automatically step in and help. Just say, hey, I'm here. If you need my help, I'm willing to help you. But if not, like, you can do it on your own and I will cheer you on. So that was a huge struggle for me in my teenage years, is not being surrounded by the military community and being surrounded by the civilian community, which, like I said, both of them are great. But just because I have that military connection, you know, it's more beneficial for me to be surrounded by the military community rather than, you know, the civilian community.
And this is some of the work that you're doing toward April and bringing awareness to the life of military children and military spouses and veterans, correct?
Yes, because, you know, it's a different lifestyle. It's a different, you know, it's just a whole different world. And you have to, you know, as a military family member and a service member, a veteran, you have to rely on people who are like you, who have the military experience and background that you do. But, you know, the whole goal of when I started this podcast, you know, to help military children, help military family members, help military spouses, but it's also to bring awareness to, you know, the lives of these family members that we live and we go through to the civilian community, because, you know, they don't necessarily understand what we go through on a daily basis. They don't understand what it's like to have your dad, your husband, your wife, your mom on the other side of the world where you don't hear from them and you're just wondering some days if they're even alive. You know, they don't understand what that's like to go through. They don't understand what it's like to, you know, from the injuries perspective of saying, you're in the hospital, you've been in the hospital for a month now, like, when are you going to be able to come out of the hospital? Like, are you going to be able to survive this? Are you going to be able to make this, you know? And so just bringing awareness to the civilian community to say, hey, this is what we go through. This is the life we live. And even though you don't understand it because you never lived it, you can understand it because of the stories we have and the stories we tell.
And Gracie, how do you want people to connect with Grace of a Military Child in Life and your special effort?
Yes. So you can find any social media page. I primarily use Instagram just because that's my, you know, I'm Gen Z, so, you know, that's my generation. But I'm also on Facebook. Both are at Grace of a Military Child in Life. There is a YouTube page, which I am going to work on hopefully rebooting at some point with podcast clips and stuff like that. And then, like, feel free to just email me at grace.of.a.military.child@gmail.com. to get connected as well. I am very active in my DMs. So like, just message me. I promise I will get back to you. And then just listen to wherever you listen to podcasts, Apple, Spotify, you name it. It's on there. So you can find it there.
Gracie Burgess, it's been a real pleasure to have you here on the Mark White Show to share about Grace of a Military Child in Life, and also to be able to bring a little awareness to No Greater Sacrifice. So thank you for coming on the Mark White Show today and joining me and sharing about your effort.
Yes, thank you so much, Mark, for having me. I really appreciate it, and you know, all the work you're doing and bringing awareness to, you know, little people on, you know, podcast world like me, and organizations like No Greater Sacrifice. Like, I truly appreciate it.
Keep up the great work.
Thank you.
Folks, here on the Mark White Show, we're recognizing difference makers like Gracie Burgess with Grace of a Military Child in Life. And I hope that you will find out more about this effort and support Gracie Burgess's effort. Bring awareness yourself to military life, those spouses, those children, and what they go through. I want you to follow The Mark White Show on Facebook and Instagram and subscribe to The Mark White Show podcast wherever you get your podcast. You have been listening to another edition of The Mark White Show, and this is Mark White encouraging you to find your purpose by making a difference in someone's life today.
There are moments in life you wish you could capture forever. Alabama the Beautiful is a new online magazine that preserves images from sweet home Alabama. Yours anytime, online, every month. Where the eye captures the moment, and it really does last forever.
Be sure to check out AlabamaTheBeautifulMagazine.com.
Thompson Roofing and Construction is a locally owned family business serving the North Alabama and Southern Tennessee area. They are a Better Business Bureau A-plus member since 2011 and a GAF Master Elite Contractor. Give them a call at 256-952-3309 or check them out on the web at 256roofing.com. They offer free inspections.
Thompson Roofing and Construction.
Mr. Cecil Batchelor is the one that started this business as Dependable Service Center. And even though now it's Green's Dependable Hardware and we're a True Value store, our tagline is still your Dependable Service Center. We've tried to keep that alive for all these years. Mr. Batchelor really started a good business. We're really excited to be carrying on a long-standing tradition. It's the oldest retail store in the city of Russellville. We're Green's Dependable Hardware, 15220A Highway 43 in Russellville, Alabama. We're right behind McDonald's or right across the street from the hospital. Number is 256-331-0123.
Your Dependable Service Center.
Is it time for a haircut? Give my friend Philip Butler at Southwind Barbershop a call, located in Rogersville, Alabama. You can call him at 256-247-5658. Make an appointment or just walk in. That's Southwind Barbershop in Rogersville, Alabama. With over 19 vitamins and minerals, pecans are a nutritional powerhouse. And just like with any produce, you want the freshest pecans possible for all that nutritional goodness. Shop with the Alabama Pecan Company for the best quality in raw pecans, pressed pecan oil, fresh pecan butter, and so many delicious snacks. Give your 2023 a healthy and tasty start by shopping with the Alabama Pecan Company. Shop online at alabamapecanco.com or stop and visit them in their Mercantile and Cafe located on Highway 87 South in Sampson, Alabama. That's the Alabama Pecan Company. Are you building your dream home? Or have you decided to stay in your current home and remodel? Either way, we all know that kitchens and baths are smart investments when it comes to the value and livability of our homes. Regardless of the project size or complexity, you want and deserve quality products and amazing service before, during, and most importantly, after the sale. A big part of that service is dealing with people that understand their products and can provide advice and consultation that you can rely on. Sounds like a tall order for sure. Who can give you the brands you know and trust and the professional help you deserve? Our friends over at Park Supply Company, of course. They are the go-to for all of your kitchen, bath, and DIY needs.
Visit their locations in Huntsville and Athens, and you will understand the difference of the Park Supply way. Large selection with the small hometown feel you love. Mention this ad and receive a one-time coupon good for $10 off of a $50 purchase. Go to parksupplycompany.com and connect with them today.
Sand gentle people who shout a friendly hi when they go passing by, who live and love in my hometown. These are my kind of people.